Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about children's understanding of chronology and how they acquire their understanding of the passage of time. So what we need to think about when children learn chronology is the words which enable them to talk about the passage of time, but also how do we help children get some sense of duration as well. Early activities for children when they first come to school might centre around such words as before and after, or then and now. Now, these words can be used in a historical context, so the child might say, before I came to school, I used to play with my sister, and then after I came to school, I had more friends to play with. So the child is using those words in relation to his or her own life. But then, in terms of history, then and now is also, or before and after, are both important because they enable them to talk about a time which is not the present. So now I play with plastic toys. Then the children played with toys which were made of wood. And it helps children then to put a sort of reference point between something which is not the present. So early experiences of using then, now, before and after can be in history, but they could also arise through various classroom routines as the teacher talks about, we'll do this before play, we'll do this after lunch, and those type of things. Following on from this, children begin to develop a greater awareness through being able to use the more wider vocabulary associated with the passage of time. And this might be days of the week, months of the year, or the times which they see on the clock. These activities to develop their awareness come not just from historical experiences, but also from a whole range of other experiences. For example, when you're watching seeds grow and recording their growth over a period of time, this is a scientific activity, but it's also developing children's awareness of duration and being able to use vocabulary associated with chronology. Children's sense of duration also grows as they become older. For very young children, waiting for their birthday can seem a tremendously long time. The time passing between their different birthdays seems very long to them. As we get older, the birthdays seem to come round with much more increasing frequency than when we were children. But children also, as they grow older, begin to have some understanding about what a year might be like. And teachers can encourage this by talking to children about things that they do at different times in the year. So what sorts of things do we do in the spring, the summer, the autumn and the winter? So they get the idea of a passage of time. These are all very important early activities to encourage children to develop their use of vocabulary and their sense of duration. I'd now like to ask my colleague here if she could give us some examples of activities which she's observed which enable children to explore their understanding of chronology and to use words associated with the passage of time. So what did you see when you went into school?
Well, I was in a very successful infant school last week, and I was in the reception class, and the teacher was doing activity on the past and now using that specific vocabulary. This was part of a topic of work called People Who Help Us. They'd had a variety of people in previously, parents like nurses, firemen and police, and they had a variety of hats to sort from various people that would help us. So with this sorting of the hats activity, they had an air raid warden hat from World War II, they had an old-fashioned policeman's helmet and old-fashioned fireman's helmet and a variety of other hats such as a woolly bobble hat and a hunter's hat and so on. So they were trying to get the children to think about the hats. Were they from now or the past? And some of the discussion that took place with the children was really interesting. So they could remember seeing the hat, a modern police helmet, on the policeman that came in. But they could recognise that the hat that they were looking at was different. So they were able to say that this was from the past, and they were able to make that distinction. Some of the hats, for example, like a woolly bobble hat, they could see that that may have been from the past or may have been from now. They also looked at the role of nurses, and I think this really gave a context for the next activity, because they'd had one of the children's mums who'd come in that was a nurse. So they used this as a basis for looking at Florence Nightingale, who was a nurse from the past. So after talking about Florence Nightingale, the children went on then to, and they had a choice of activities. They either carried on to sort the hats into two large hoops, and or they were role-playing for Florence Nightingale.